In an attempt to raise $50 billion, the U.S. Treasury Department said they want to close a major tax loophole for the wealthy taxpayers over the next decade. And as some cheer, saying, yeah, finally the rich will have to pay their fair share of taxes, that's right, they don't realize they are only fueling the fire that they will burn in. Tune in as we discuss this new policy and why you should be mad at the policymakers and not the rich it affects. All this and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, I cringe when I hear proposals like this. Our country is already divided to the radical left and to the radical right. We are in an era of tribalism that if you are not like us, you are the enemy. And I am pretty much sick of it. The government would like you to believe that the wealthy are the enemy. They are the reason you don't have good health care. They are the reason the roads have potholes. They are the reason that the police force doesn't have the resources that they need. And us as Christians are missing the point. What is the point of taxing the wealthy more that when the government gets the money, they just misappropriate it again? When's the last time that you received a grant? When was the last time that you got tax relief? It is being reported by the Associated Press that the plan is to essentially stop partnership bias shifting, where a business or person can move assets amongst a series of related parties to avoid paying taxes. The current Deputy Treasury Secretary said it is really just a shell game, and he mentions that the additional IRS funding provided through the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act had enabled increased oversight and greater awareness of the practice. But check this out here. They said due to the previous years of underfunding, the IRS had to cut back on the auditing of the wealthy individuals and the shifting of assets among partnerships and companies became common. Okay, let's take a deeper look into this. So they want me to believe that they didn't have money to audit the wealthy people, but had just enough money to audit you and me. Come on. And now they want us to be happy that they're actually doing the job they should have done a long time ago. And now they're saying, oh, now we have enough money to go after the wealthy and we're going to get you $50 billion. Oh, it's pretty interesting that when you need money, you can go get it. But when we need money, there's nothing you can do, right? Listen, they are disrespecting us right to our faces. And I'm not talking about the government as a whole. There's some policymakers that are making some of these changes. And I'm not going to get into the details of this loophole, as I believe it is too much for this episode. You know, the technical aspect, you can go look it up yourself. But I want to give you a warning as a concerned Christian. They are coming for you too. See, when I was younger, I read a very important piece of literature. It's called the Willie Lynch Letter. It's called The Making of a Slave. This speech was given on the banks of James River in the colony of Virginia in 1712. Willie Lynch was a British, listen close, a British slave owner in the West Indies. Yes, slavery was in the West Indies as well. And he was invited to teach his wonderful slave-making ways. It's like a guest speaker of sorts. I'm not going to go into the details too much because I want you to actually go read it. But he gave a masterclass on how to break the human spirit through psychology and physical abuse. One of the concepts he talked about was divide and conquer. Make sure there is a division and hierarchy. Segregate based on skin color. Make the lighter skinned slaves feel they are superior to the darker skinned slave. Put them in positions of power and reward them for following direction and punish those who don't. Here's a quote from the letter. I have outlined a big number of differences among slaves, and I take these differences and make them bigger. I use fear, distrust, and envy for control purposes. He is encouraging the slave masters to make a list of differences and think about them, from age, color, intelligence, size, sex, sizes of plantations, status on plantations, attitudes of owners, and where they live on the plantation. And he said, don't forget to pitch the old black man versus the young black man, and the young black male against the old black male, light versus dark, male versus female. But make sure that the slave loves and they respect and trust only the white owners. Now, if you want to learn more, you can also read the letter yourself, as I said before. But think about this. Let's change this. Let's talk about political ideology. Let's pit against Democrat versus Republican, conservative versus liberal. Let's talk about the size of our houses. Let's talk about the number of cars that we have. Let's talk about where we live in the city. Let's talk about where we shop. Target versus Walmart. Walmart versus the thrift store. Let's talk about intelligence. Who has a degree? Who doesn't have a degree? Who's over 6 foot and who's under 6 foot? Let's talk about sizes. Who is overweight? Who is underweight? This is how they create division amongst human beings. Now, all race aside, I see the Willie Lynch syndrome in Christians as we look at the government and how they tax us. We are looking at each other and not the person causing the division. We're looking on the Democratic side or we're looking on the Republican side. But you are listening to this podcast because you want to learn how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. And there is only one side, God's side. You want to accumulate and pass on your wealth, right? So what is the point of making money if you don't see the abuse of other people who have already made it? Because all you are doing is walking into a burning house. We think people who are wealthy don't have feelings, but they do. They have families too. The mindset that the rich have to pay their fair share is just not right, because they are paying their fair share, but fair share of what? An unfair bill. Think about this. Have you ever heard those stories where people go to a restaurant, maybe it's a group of like 10, 15 people, then the bill comes and then everyone says, hey, everyone pay your fair share. And everyone's doing their calculations about what they owe and what the taxes they owe because nobody wants to pay that bill. Imagine you walk into that restaurant. Everyone else is ordering steak. They're ordering champagne and alcohol and all this other stuff. And the bill is thousands of dollars and all you ordered was a side salad. Now, let's say it's 10 people, the bill's $1,000, you just had a side salad for $2, and they're saying, hey, you got to pay us $100, you have to pay your fair share. You're rich, you make a lot of money, you need to pay your fair share. That's not right, is it? No. In other countries, the government just sends you a tax bill. In this country, we have the glorious pleasure of having tax write-offs and leveraging strategies to lower our tax bill. But just because we have them doesn't mean the average investor learns about them. And I know what people think. Well, why do they make it so difficult? It's so hard to get those. Everyone doesn't know about them. Come on. They are in the open. We have the internet. It's not behind a firewall. It's not, you know, a government website that only certain people can access if you have a certain amount of money. That's not how that works. Everyone can take advantage of it. What happens is, people don't want to pursue that information because they don't see it as valuable. And unfortunately, that is how you're going to save the most money. This is why I encourage you, the listener, to speak with a tax professional and get every dollar you can. When I tell you to contribute to your IRA, your individual retirement account, it isn't so I make money. It is so you can take advantage of deferred growth. And hopefully, when you take the money out, you are in a lower tax bracket than you are now. That is a tax loophole. You should be paying taxes this year, but you shifted the money to another account where you could defer taxes into a different year. That is a loophole. Some people know it, some people don't. The reason I say contribute to your 401k, because most companies have matching programs. So you can get a free 1% to 4% match, I mean, depending on your company, of free money. And it lowers your taxable income for the year. So you put in 20 some odd thousand dollars, they're going to match it up to a certain percentage, and you get free money and you get to defer once again taxes. That is a loophole that the common investor can do. You can do this. It's not a secret, right? But can you imagine the government coming in and saying, listen, people like you who have jobs, you don't need to take advantage of this loophole. I think we can accumulate so much more taxes, $50 billion in taxes, if we cut off this loophole. How would you feel? These are loopholes. These are loopholes. This is where you get to pay less in taxes because you take the time to either hire a professional or to look into them yourselves. So when news like this comes out and they just justify it by saying the wealthy aren't paying their share, that means they are using the strategies the government put in place. And now they're getting punished for it. Okay, that makes sense. We're going to have these loopholes, and maybe I shouldn't call them loopholes. We are going to have these policies that you could take advantage of and you can write them off. But because you're making too much money, we're going to cut it off. That's the underlining idea. That's the problem I have. And if they close them, they are coming for your loopholes next. You know, when we talk about oppression of other cultures, we shouldn't glorify that, because one day the oppressor may come for us and we're going to be asking for help. So what if the government said, you know what, no more tax deferred contributions? I'm really going to hurt you here. What if they said no more child tax credits? What if they said no more standard deductions? You have to itemize. We would be in an uproar. They are slowly making you a slave by making you think this is okay to do to the wealthy. Even though they admit that they weren't even auditing these people, the IRS plans to raise audit rates on companies with assets above $250 million to 22.6% in 2026 from 8.8% rate in the tax year 2019. This is just sad. All they are going to do is pass on these costs to you and me, and we suffer. Don't let them divide us. Don't let them convince you that what they do doesn't affect you, because we are all one. The real problem is not taxes, but how they are handling the money that they get. We as Christians need to stay focused. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, "For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how would he care for God's church?" I'm going to say that again. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, "For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church?" We have to learn these tax codes. We need to find out how to lower our tax bills and leverage these strategies so more money stays in the hands of God's children and not in the government's hands. Let's stop trusting other people to steward the wealth God has given to us. God has called you to be a good steward of his wealth. Don't let these policies take that away from you as if they know better. As Christian investors, you have a duty to God to make the right decisions about your finances. So let this be a warning as the IRS tries to punish the wealthy. Turn your attention to the abuser and not the division they are trying to cause amongst God's children. We are all one, under God, indivisible. If you aren't subscribed and you learned something today, make sure you do that. Like, commenting, and sharing is free. So if you want to do something, you could do that for me. If you need help getting your finances in order, you could always schedule a consultation. The link will be in the description. You can go to www.abrwealthmanagement.com where we create Christian plans. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.